Now we're talking.
There are renewed calls for a ban to greyhound racing in Western Australia with a petition presented to Parliament today. It's not the first time this has happened, but it is the first time it's received bipartisan support with members from both the Greens and Labor backing the call. Leading the charge is greyhound racing advocacy group Free the Hounds. Mel Harrison is the president. She's been at Parliament all morning. She joins me on the phone. G'day, Mel.
Hi, Mike. How are you doing?
Very well. Tell me what the petition is calling for.
Okay, so it's basically calling for a phase out of greyhound racing in the state by 2028, but doing that along with certain processes that will help everybody through it. So currently, we would like to see a limit put on breeding numbers for each dam, dogs coming into the state, that would stop unless they've got a particular race, participants are reskilled, that the government helps them reskilling, that they make sure that all dogs are rehomed by the end of the phase out, and just several other things that, and that an independent body is made so that they can oversee the phasing out of it with the government.
Tell me how much support you've received with your petition.
Okay, well, sorry, I was actually looking at the final numbers coming in just when I'm talking. So we had handwritten signatures was 14,800 or just over, and online was 12,134. So we're just shy of 27,000 signatures that we've received this time.
Tell me about what your group's biggest concerns are when it comes to greyhound racing.
Well, it was the injury rates and the number of deaths, which is horrible. But what we're really seeing now is because the injuries or the euthanasia rates are dropped because, public become more and more aware of these beautiful dogs dying, they've had to not euthanise as many. But now we've come to the other end where we just don't simply have homes for all of these dogs to go to. So that is a real concern, not only for greyhounds, but also for other dog breeds. We're in a housing crisis, a cost of living crisis, and people just cannot adopt at the rate that they used to, particularly when COVID was occurring. Everybody was, adopting a dog. But now, racing participants are being paid what was $1.6 million last year in breeding bonuses to have more pups, which just seems ludicrous when we've got such a big issue at the other end of the pipeline, if you like, with not being able to rehome them.
What's the situation in other parts of Australia and also around the world with greyhound racing?
Well, here in Australia, we've got 64 commercial tracks running, and which is more than we've got more here than anywhere globally added up together. There's only about five countries currently that have commercial. I mean, it does go on in other countries as a true hobby. I mean, we're not saying that's right, but commercial and for a government to make some money off of it, which is basically what happens in WA, it's just not right.
7:20 ABC Radio Perth, the afternoon show with Michael Tedlow at 20 past one. I'm chatting with Mel Harrison, president of Free the Hounds, where a petition has been presented to state parliament calling for an end to greyhound racing. Mel, does it surprise you that we are at this point in the year 2024? And what do you reckon your chances are now of getting this across the line?
I think in WA we're a little bit different because the WA Greyhound Racing Association actually sits within Parliament. So it is a government organisation. So there is, it sits directly under the Minister for Racing. He can make changes to it as he sees fit. The fact that there is more hobbyists involved in it than there are, actually people that gain an income from it is just, in 2028, it's crazy, and the people coming through, the younger generations, I don't think will tolerate it. Betting on animals, let alone a government.
Do you think this petition will have an effect?
Yeah, I do. I think the fact that we've got bipartisan support for it, we were so shocked that the Labor candidates came out and spoke against it as well. But I think looking at it from a financial angle, which we had no luck, sadly, through a welfare angle, but the financial angle, when they started looking at that, it's also that's compounding it.
Yeah, right, Mel. Thank you so much for keeping us up to date there, and we'll keep in touch and see how it goes.
No problem. Thanks very much for your time.
Good on you. No worries at all, Mel Harrison from Free the Hounds. We got in touch with Racing and Wagering WA. CEO Ian Edwards said welfare standards are ever-evolving and we are fully committed to conducting thorough investigations after an incident, aiming to uncover potential causes and implement continuous improvements in all aspects of animal welfare. Racing WA recognises the community concern in relation to greyhound welfare and is addressing those concerns through data-driven action. We will remain open, engaged with all stakeholders as it continues to prioritise greyhound welfare and safety.